Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Olive, First PH Church, y'all bear with me this morning. I don't know exactly what time that little storm came through this morning, but it woke me up. I was up about 3 o'clock and never went back to sleep. And clocks were flashing and things were blinking. And so y'all bear with me. I hope everybody was okay this morning. I know we got a lot of rain there we were at. Praise the Lord for that. But I want to just talk to you a few minutes this morning, and then I want us to open up the altar for prayer. Now, last Sunday, we had a powerful time here in the presence of God as we celebrated Easter, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a powerful time. And when we were celebrating Easter and just kind of portraying some different scenes that we read about in the Gospels, I was reminded that, you know, on Easter, especially Easter morning, we focus on Jesus being risen from the dead, that his followers, some of his followers, they traveled to the tomb, and when they arrived there, they discovered that the stone had been rolled away. Praise the Lord. And that Easter morning, as they arrived there and saw that the stone had been rolled away, that the angel declared to some of the followers that Jesus of Nazareth, the one to whom you're looking, he is not here. He is risen. And just the joy of that message, the victory that's in that message, that resurrection message, that he is risen. And it was just a powerful Easter morning, that first Easter morning when they discovered that he was not there, that he had risen. But something else happens on Easter that if we're not careful, we can miss it. We can miss it. And it didn't happen on Easter morning. It actually happened on Easter night. Something very powerful that a lot of times we just kind of, we go by it after Easter Sunday's over with, we kind of bypass it. But there's something very powerful that happens on that Easter night. And on that Easter night, our resurrected Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he went to his disciples and he shared with them a powerful message on peace. A powerful message on peace. Now, if any of you keep up with current events, things that are going on in our nation, going on in the world right now, you'll know, you've heard that word peace a lot, because there's what we're hearing now, peace talks between some of our world leaders. In fact, it's these peace talks here going on between Zelensky with Ukraine and Putin of Russia and our president, Trump, who is really helping trying to initiate some peace talks, and hopefully there will be a peace deal. We would love to see that happen so people will stop being killed. Amen. And in fact, these peace talks that are going on, I wanted to just stop right here and ask you as a church, so let's pray together that God, look, the Bible says pray for those that are in authority, whether you agree with them or not. And we're to pray for those that are in authority, places all over the world. But we need, listen, you know, the only one that can bring peace is Jesus needs to get a hold of their hearts. And so let's pray right now that the Lord, through the work of his Holy Spirit, would get a hold of hearts, and there, through these peace talks, there would be a peace deal and people would stop being killed through this war. So let's pray. Father, I pray right here, right now, through the power of your Holy Spirit, God, that you would just work upon the heart of each one of those leaders that are involved in these peace talks. We pray, Lord, that you would give direction, you would give wisdom. But we know, Lord, your Holy Spirit can just break down those hard hearts And God, that you can work now, God, and we believe, Lord, that you would bring peace to that area, peace to that region, God. Please, Lord, we ask you through your providence, through your power, for you to intervene, God, for you to help the leaders that are involved, each one of them. We pray now, Jesus, that you would be their guide. We pray for salvation to come to them. We pray for the people around them, that there would be a surrender to your will. That's what we pray, Lord, a surrender to your will, and that through these peace talks that are being initiated, God, there would be a peace deal. And we believe for that in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. You go ahead and give God praise, amen. Well, on Easter night, follow me now, there was peace talks going on Easter night. And Jesus was the one that was initiating these peace talks on Easter night. And you find these peace talks in the Gospel of John, John chapter 20, verses 19 through 29. If you have your Bible, you can follow with me. And just listen to Jesus as he initiates these peace talks with his followers. And the Bible says in John 20, verse 19, on the evening of the first day of the week, that's that Sunday, Easter, that night, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, you know why they were locked up? Because they had just seen, if they did that to Jesus, then they can do that to us. And so they're locked away for the fear of the Jews, and Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And after he said this, he showed them his hands and side, and the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. And again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they're not forgiven. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. And then it says that Thomas said unto them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. And a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And then he said to Thomas, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side, and stop doubting and believe. And Thomas said to him, my Lord, my God. And then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, please help me right now to preach it for your glory with your anointing, and help us all to receive it, God, for your name's sake, Jesus. We pray, Lord, asking you to do it right here, right now. Thank you, Lord, for your holy word. Amen. Jesus, on the night of Easter, we celebrate Easter morning. The stone is rolled away. He's not here. He's risen. But the Lord continues to work throughout that Easter day, right into that Easter night, and he initiates these peace talks. And Jesus wants all of his followers then and followers now, he wants each one of us to walk and to live in peace. He wants every single one of us in this place today to walk out our life and to live out our life, to live it out in peace. When life gets chaotic, the Lord wants us to live in peace. When life gets confusing, the Lord wants us to live in peace. When life gets dark, the Lord wants us to live in peace. When life becomes disappointing, the Lord wants us to live in peace. when the devil starts attacking you, the Lord still wants you to live in peace. This peace that the Lord wants us to walk in and live in is a supernatural peace. If I had to define it, you could say that God's peace, His peace, is a supernatural peace. In fact, this is what it means right here, that this peace is a supernatural calm that comes to us from the Lord as we trust the Lord to take care of every part of our life. That's what peace is. The peace of God is a supernatural calm that comes to us from the Lord, knowing and trusting that He is going to take care of every part of your life. Not just some parts of your life, but every part of your life. And that ought to give everybody peace right there, knowing that the Lord is going to take care of every part of our life. And this peace is a supernatural calm that you can receive when life is crazy and when life is chaotic. How many of you know that life can be crazy and chaotic at times? Praise the Lord that we have people that know what life is like when it gets crazy and chaotic. And you talk about crazy and chaotic, just look at the disciples. Follow with me just a minute. Look at the disciples. Think about where they are right now. They have denied Christ. They have deserted Christ. Their Messiah, their leader, their rabbi, their teacher, they have watched Him slaughtered on a cross, and to all they know, He is dead. And there they are, locked away in a room for their own fear of what could happen to them. And just think about the craziness of what they're going through, the confusion of what they're going through, the chaos of what they're going through. And the Bible says that they were locked away behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. And I wonder how many people today that are followers of Jesus Christ, I wonder how many are locked away by fear. I wonder how many people are actually here this morning or watching online, and because of the chaos and the confusion and the craziness in your own life, maybe you're locked away by fear or locked away by worry or locked away by doubts like Thomas or locked away by discouragement and disappointments in your life or locked away by the pain of what it feels like to lose somebody or locked away by the panic of the moment that you're in, knowing that your life could be taken. And the question is, how do we escape fear? How do we escape the pain? How do we escape the worry? The question is, how do we live in and walk in peace, supernatural calm? How do we walk in it? How do we live in it? Well, I believe John 20 tells us. And the very first thing to be able to walk and live in this peace is that your peace must be connected to His presence. Your peace has to be connected to His presence. Listen to what it says in verse 20. They're locked away in a room, and Jesus came to them and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after Jesus said, "Peace be with you," Jesus showed them His hands and His side, and the Bible says that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. I want you to notice with me that their panic turned to peace when they saw the Lord. Their panic turned to peace when they got close to the Lord. They were so close, they could see His hands. They were so close, they could see His side. And when they got so close, their panic turned into peace. And the disciples went from panic to peace when they're in the presence of Jesus. And my brother, my sister, whatever you're walking through today, when you find yourselves locked away by disappointments and troubles of this world, let me encourage you that is the very moment that you need to draw close to Jesus. That is the very moment you need to draw close and make sure that you're connected to Jesus when you're locked away by disappointments, when you're locked away by doubt, when you're locked away by the worry of life. You need to make sure you draw close to Him, because Jesus, He is our source of peace, And then when we stay connected to him, he gives us his peace. Jesus said in John 16:33, listen to this. Jesus said, in me you will have peace. He's your source of peace. Hello, ma'am. Hello, sir. You walked in this morning and you're locked away by disappointment. You're locked away by fear and worry or anxiety or stress. You need to stay connected to Jesus because he is the one that gives peace. In me, he says, you will have peace. John 14:27, Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Hallelujah. When we look to Jesus, when we look to Jesus and when we get in his presence, we can receive his peace. And the Bible says, I love this, the Bible says that his peace is a perfect peace. It's a great peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a peace that will guard your heart. It's a peace that will guard your mind. Praise God for his peace. And when Jesus, think about this, when Jesus walked through the walls of that locked room and came near to his followers and said to them, peace be with you, you know what Jesus was saying? He was saying, don't you let the devil rob you of my peace anymore. Listen to me, my son and daughter of the Lord. Don't let the devil rob you any longer of my peace. That's what he was telling him. Peace be with you. Don't let fear rob you of my peace. Don't let unbelief and doubt rob you of my peace. Don't let the disappointments of this life rob you of my peace. Don't allow worry to rob you of my peace. Don't allow your circumstances to rob you of my peace. In fact, friend, listen to me. Your peace is not determined by your circumstances. Your peace is determined by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And no matter what you have to experience and walk through in this life, listen to me, the key to receiving peace, and not just receiving it, but maintaining it, is being in the presence of Jesus. That's why we need to stay close to him and stay connected to the Lord, because when we're close to the Lord and connected to the Lord, we can see him and we can hear him. Think about this. The disciples were so close to Jesus, they heard him say, peace be with you. They were that close, peace be with you. They were so close to him, so connected to him, they could hear him say, peace be with you. And to me, that is a key to living in peace, because you need to stay near the Lord to hear the Lord. Stay near the Lord to hear the Lord. And we need to be near the Lord so we can hear the Lord's voice over the voices of this world. We need to be near the Lord so we can hear the Lord, so we make sure we hear his voice over the voices of this world. I don't need to hear the voice of the government. I don't need to hear the voice of a politician. I don't need to hear the voice of the news media. I need to hear the voice of the Lord for my peace. Amen. And you do too. And we need to hear the Lord, because the Lord says, peace be with you. That's why I love, because when we get close to the Lord and stay connected to the Lord and we hear his word, when you hear the word of the Lord, when you hear that word, peace be with you, it builds your faith. When you hear the word of the Lord speak, it drives out fears and doubts. When you hear the word of the Lord, it fills you with hope and joy. When you hear the word of the Lord, it reminds you that you have a helper that will never fail you or forsake you. When you hear the word of the Lord, it reminds you that you have a Lord that loves you with an everlasting, unconditional love. When you love the word of the Lord and you hear the word of the Lord, it reminds you that he is your helper, your very present help in times of trouble. We can have peace because of what the Lord is saying, not what the world is saying. Come on, friends. Some of you are more interested. Some of you are more submitted and listening to what the world says instead of what God says. You're letting the world and the news and everything else shape what you believe, when you need to let the word of God shape what you believe. And to be able to hear the Lord, you have to be near the Lord. Near the Lord to hear the Lord. And hear his voice say, peace be with you. He's trying to initiate peace talks with you this morning, that you will walk and live in peace. And the one way to do that is to make sure that you are connected to his presence. And another way for you to have peace is to make sure you're connected to his purpose. To his purpose. When you read here, the second time Jesus says, "Peace be with you," he's reminding the disciples of their purpose. In verse 21, it says this right here. Jesus said, "Peace be with you." And then he goes on, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." In other words, listen to me, church. This is what the Lord's saying. If you truly want to walk and live in peace, here's what you need to do. You need to come out of that room you're locked away in. You need to come out of the fear and come out of the panic, and you need to step out of that place, and you need to step in my purpose. And what is my purpose? As the Father has sent me, now I'm sending you. And you can't. You need to come out of that room. You can't walk in my purpose if you're always locked away by fear. So come out of that place and know that I have a purpose for you, and I'm sending you, and you need to come out and you need to go and spread the news all over the world that I am alive. And that's what they did. And that's what God has called us to do, to go into all the world and preach the good news of Jesus Christ, making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Listen to me, church, please. You have peace. You have true peace when you are connected to God's purpose. Some of the most peaceful people I know are people that are walking and living in God's purpose. Some of the most miserable people I know are those that are not walking in God's purpose. They have no peace because, one, they're either not even saved. They have no peace because they're running from the Lord. They have no peace because they are disobedient to the Lord. They have no peace because they're not in alignment to God's purpose. And no peace because they have no purpose. And they're running from the Lord. They're away from the Lord. In fact, there's a lot of miserable people in this world today because they are not aligned to God's will and God's purpose. We were recently at a place and heard a survey presented by Barna about young adults that live in our nation. And basically it came down to this, that the young adults, a majority of young adults in our nation right now are locked away by depression because they seem like they don't have no purpose in their life. Friend, can I tell you right now, that is a lie from the enemy. You listen, I don't care if you're a young adult, if you're a young child, or if you're a senior adult, like Pastor Jeff. Everybody's got purpose from God. Everybody's got purpose from God. You have a purpose from God. God has you here to fulfill his purpose, and that purpose is that he wants to send you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you. Please hear me this morning. Please hear me this morning. The Lord has a purpose, and the purpose is in sending you out into a world to be light that is very dark. Sending you out in love in a world where love keeps growing cold by the day. He's sending you out to be a voice of truth in a world full of lies. He's sending you out to witness to someone. He's sending you out to win someone to Christ. He's sending you to forgive someone. He's sending you to help someone. He's sending you to encourage someone. He's sending you to be a blessing to those around you. Listen, your peace, my peace, is connected to God's purpose. God, help us to align our lives with the purposes of God. And finally here, the last one I will tell you from what I've read from John 20 is that if you want peace, that your peace is connected to him personally. What do you mean by that? Well, think about this. The third "peace be with you" that Jesus shared in those peace talks, it came for just one person. One person. Who was the person? Thomas. Jesus came all the way back again to say peace be with you just for one person. In verse 26, it says, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Jesus came 8 days later to give peace for one person. It was a personal peace just for Thomas. The Lord wanted Thomas to have a personal peace. And Jesus wants every one of you in this place today to have a personal peace. You need to know that Jesus sees you. He cares for you. He's concerned about every situation going on in your life right now, everything that you're dealing with in your life right now. The Lord sees. The Lord understands. He is concerned. And he has a personal peace that he wants to give you just for you. He wants to give you personal peace in the struggles of your life, the storms of your life. He wants to give personal peace for your marriage, for your personal peace, for your family relationships, personal peace for your work, personal peace for you at school, and personal peace for you as you walk through some hurts in your life, personal peace for an unknown future that you're not quite sure how it's going to play out. The Lord has a personal peace just for you. You know how I know that? Because in the Bible, in Philippians, listen to this. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Here it is, getting personal. Present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. John 14, 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. It's a personal peace that God wants to give you. In fact, when you study that word give, it means to release. It means to put something, to place something. You remember when the disciples were in the boat and they were going through the storm, and they were all there together, and Jesus was with them, and he speaks to the storm, and he calms, he says, peace, be still, and he places peace over that storm for those men that were in that boat in a personal way so they could witness a miracle. He puts peace in place over the storms of your life. He has personal peace for you. There's some of you in this room right now, I just can't get away from this, about this next step and next season of an unknown future for you. I'm just here to tell you, God says, you know what? You can trust him. He's going to give you peace. Why? Because he's going to take care of every part of your life. He's going to put peace over that situation. He's going to place peace over what you're walking through right now. It's a personal peace that Jesus wants to release. I mean, think about Thomas. How fortunate that God would come back, Jesus would come back to him and give him personal peace. Only Jesus can do that. Only Jesus can do that. And when we allow him to put that peace over our life and place that peace over our struggles and over our storms, it helps us to be able to let go of the worry and to let go of the fear, because I can say, you know what? I can walk with a supernatural calmness right now because I know that I can trust in one that is faithful, the one that is resurrected from the dead, that is alive. I know he's going to take care of every part of my life. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to fret. I'm going to trust the Lord for personal peace. Personal peace. Pastor Kevin, if you guys would come, please. I want to ask you this question this morning, please. Just bear with me. I wonder if there's anybody here today that you would, just in your way there talking to the Lord, just admit, you know what, there's been times in my life, even maybe now, that I have been locked away by fear, that I've been locked away by worry. Maybe there is a struggle on the outside, a war on the outside, and you need some peace on the inside. Can I just encourage you to reach out to Jesus and allow him to give you peace, to release peace in you, to place peace over you and in you? And it's something that only he can do, and he wants to do that for you, and he wants to do it for me. But you know what I've discovered? A lot of people are looking for personal peace through appeal. And I'm not against anything a doctor would want to do, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to go to the Lord first, and I'm going to let the Lord work on me. People are looking for personal peace and appeal. And I know people that abuse them. I know people that are looking for personal peace in a bottle. I know people that are looking for personal peace, and they go from one relationship to another. I know them. And it's just about every week it's a different person, hoping that that's going to bring them some kind of personal peace. That they're looking for the things of this world that are out there. Man, if I can get this or if I can get that, it's gonna bring me personal peace. Can I just declare to you today that Jesus Christ is the only one that will give you personal peace. He's the only one that will give you personal peace. Not the things of this world, not a pill, not a bottle, not a relationship. Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you personal peace. Friend, I know it. Do you know it? Do you have that personal peace? You know what the Lord just kind of reminded me of when I was studying and praying this weekend? That this peace talks. Jesus initiated them on Easter. For many of them, they thought he was dead. But he rose from the grave. And some of you this morning, I believe that your peace has died. Your peace has died. And you need Jesus to resurrect it again. And friend, the good news is he's willing to walk through walls to give you peace. He's willing to walk through a wall to give you personal peace. Would you bow your head with me, please? Nobody look around. Christians, pray. Friend, the only way to have peace, personal peace, is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Peace is connected to his presence. And the only way you can have that peace is to receive Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, asking him to forgive you of your sins. Friend, if you're here today and you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you don't know that your sins are forgiven, you don't know that heaven would be your home, and you want to make things right so you can have peace with God, so you can experience the peace of God, then right there where you are, you can just pray a prayer like this. Father, I admit to you that I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. I confess my sins to you now, Lord. I ask you to cleanse me, wash me. I thank you for dying on the cross for me, being crucified in my place. I thank you for shedding your blood. I thank you that on the third day you were raised back to life. I confess with my mouth right now, by faith, Jesus, you are my Lord. And I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I will be saved as I call on you now in faith. And I will receive salvation for my soul. My sins are forgiven, and heaven is my home. And I thank you for that blessing and that gift today. Thank you, Lord. I pray to receive you now. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you, Christ. Your love, your grace, your mercy, I turn to it all now. I surrender my life to you. And from this day forward, I will follow you. I will follow you, Jesus. And I make that my prayer. Nobody looking around, not to embarrass anyone at all. But if you're here this morning and you've made a new decision, a new beginning with Christ, and you've made that your prayer, would you do me a favor and just raise your hand high where I could see it? God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir, in the back. God bless you, ma'am, right there. I see your hand. You can put it down. Is there anybody else? anybody else. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for the salvation of each soul that's been represented here by the lifting of their hand. I thank you, Lord, that heaven is rejoicing over that one who has repented of their sins. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise and give you the glory. Be with them now. Fill them afresh with your Holy Spirit right now. Help them to walk, God, following you all the days of their life. Not in their own strength, but through your power. I pray that now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm getting ready to ask you to do something. Would you please, very reverently, would you stand right there where you are, everybody? Just stand. I want to ask you this question. How many of you right now would say that I need peace over something in my life right now? If you need peace over something in your life right now, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. I need peace over something in my life right now. Or maybe you know somebody, a spouse or a friend or somebody that needs peace over maybe a situation, over a struggle, over a storm. I want you to do me a favor right now. If you have your hand lifted, I want you to do me a favor and step out and come to the altar. Please, quickly, come. Come, sir. Come, ma'am. Just come right here and line up across the front of the altar. Just line up right here at the altar, please. I need peace. I need peace. I need the Lord to give me peace about this situation, about this struggle, about this storm. I need him to place peace right now, in my heart, in my mind. Just make room for more to come, more to come, more to come. I need every elder, every deacon. I need every prayer warrior. If you believe in the power of prayer, all of you standing around the altar right now, we're bringing elders and deacons right now. We're bringing prayer warriors to come. I need people that just believe that God can and God will. I want you to come and stand and just begin to lay hands on people, begin to pray with them, pray God would just place peace over them. God would give them a supernatural calm right now. And I'm asking you, find somebody.